We are on the Tes Zayin Amud Beis, five lines to the bottom toward the end of the line, Tanya. So we're continuing with the discussion of, we spoke about the Shleisha Svarim, Niftachim, Tzadikim Gemurim, Meshayim Gemurim, Beinanim, and so on. Tanya Bisham Ayemrim, Gimel Kitais Hein Liyim Hadin. There are three groups of people, Liyim Hadin. What does it mean, Liyim Hadin? Says Rashi. Kishiyichyu Hamesim. Rashi says this is referring to the final din, which will take place at Tchias Hamesim. Tchias says in the bottom, Liyim Hadin Kishiyichyu Hamesim Kedemuchach Kra. Va'aval piyishikvar nidoyinu acha misasin began eden ibigehenim nipnei hanefesh. So there already has been a din on them. Adain yedin acher im yiskeu lechaye ilam habo shukayim la'olam. So Tesa says there's one initial din as to if a person goes to Gan Eden or to Gehenim, but then there is something known as ilam habo. So ilam habo is not, this is not synonymous with Gan Eden, says Tesa. First is Gan Eden, and then there's a final din at the time of Tchias Hamesim, which is lechaye ha'ilam habo shukayim la'olam. The Yeshik Var Kiblu Dinim began, and when we take Kach, Shemi Yisku. So there are those who will have already received their judgment, their punishment, their purification in Gehenim, and now they will merit to go to Olam Haba. So again, Tanya Bisham Yemem Gimel Kitis Heim Liyem Adin, Achas Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, V'Achas Shal Rishayim Gemurim, V'Achas Shal Beinein Yem. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavin Venechtavim La'al T'lechayelam L'chayelam Rishoyim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtavim La'al T'lechayelam Shneimer V'Rabbi Misheni Admas Afa Yekitzu Eila L'chayelam Ve'Eila L'cherfis L'diroyin Olam. So they are going to go to Gehenim, and the Beinonim Yordin L'Gehenim U'mitzaf Tzefin V'Olam. So they will descend again, and they will be mitzafzei. Rashi says a mitzafzei means tzeakim uboichim. So they will descend, and they will be mitzafzei. They will cry out. They will cry. They will scream, and they will cry from the yisurin that they will experience for a sha'achas, and then they will be oila. Neshneim avavesi as ashlishis. Ba'ish v'tzaraftim katzrei v'sakesef u'bechantim kebechaynes hazov hu yikra b'shmi v'ani ena isay. So the Pasuk says that I will bring the third one, meaning the third one over here means the third group. I'll bring the third group of ba'ish in fire u'tzaraftim katzrei v'sakesef, and I will purify like the way one purifies silver u'bechantim kebechaynes hazov, and so too they will be tested, like one tests gold for impurities. And who yikra b'shmi v'ani ena isay, I'll call out in my name and I will respond. So that is the proof that Bishamay brings, that the Beinanim in the time of Tchias Hamesim, they will have to go to Gehenim for, albeit a short period of time, they will cry out, and then I will raise them. Valeim Amrachana Hashem Memes Mechaya Mirid Sha'oil Vayal. So Chana says that they will go down, Hashem will bring them down, but Hashem will bring them back up also. So that is all Beis Shammai. Beis Ha'Imrim, no. Meaning that this din, La'asad Lavay, Legabi the Beinanim, we will not say. But the Yard. Sure. She is included in the list of the Zayin Neviyos, says the Gemara Megillah. Yeah. Mishil Ibrim Barav Chesed Matiklapi Chesed. There is a Hanhag of Hashem that he is Rav Chesed, which teaches us that he is Matiklapi Chesed. When things are somewhat even, then, says Rashi, top line, Matiklapi Chesed, Hoyo Mechza Mechza Heim Matis Achreya Letzad Schus In Yordan Leganim. So you, Beis Shammai, say if it's 50-50, they'll descend, albeit for a short period. There'll be mitzafzif. There'll be tzayek. There'll be baicha. And then they'll come up, and lemaisa, we're going to have to see what Beis Hillel will do with this pasuk of the hevesi as a shlishes ve'esh. I brought this third group in fire. Isn't that seems to be a reference of the Beinonim? It says, that we'll see what this means also in a minute. Valeim Amar David Kala Pasha Kula Dalisi Veli Yoishia. I mean, even though I am a Dal, even though I'm undeserving because I don't have the necessary schuyos to be machria the calf to say that I'm a tzaddik, in other words, I am a Beinani, nevertheless, Veli Yoishia, Hashem will save me. Now, Peshi Yisrael Begufon, or Peshi Umas Ailan Begufon, which the Gemara later on will explain, what does it mean, someone who is. Now we know that Peshah usually means negligent. We'll have to see what this means, but it's referring to either sinners of Israel, Begufon, they're doing something with their bodies, or Peshah Umasailam Begufon, and we're going to see quite an interesting difference. We're going to say Peshah Yisrael Begufon ultimately refers to someone who doesn't wear tefillin. And we'll see what the Rishonim say about that. Whereas Peshah Umasailam Begufon is referring to simply doing Averis Begufon, Arias, and so on. Begufon, which is a higher level, Yordim LeGehenim in Yidin Ba Yud Beis Chodesh. They will descend to Gehenim for Yud Beis Chodesh. La'achi Yud Beis Chodesh Gufon Kala V'Nishmasen in Nisrefes V'Ruach Nifaz Rasan. What does the Bach say? V'Nasin Ofar Tachas Kapis Ragli Tzadikim. So this Bryce is saying that when it comes to Peshi Yisrael Begufan, the Einish is Geferlach, meaning number one, they'll go to Gehenna for 12 months, which we know that's the maximum amount of time, and we know the Arminic is to say Kaddish for only 11 months unless a parent is Mitzavah explicitly to say for 12 months, but that's the maximum amount of time. And then it says the Gufan Kala Nishmas Nisrefis, the Neshama is burnt. And then Mepharshim discussed what does it even mean to have a Neshama which is burnt. Neshama is not physical, and the ruach is scattered, and it's nasin offer tachas kapis rakin tzadikim shema vaseisam rishoyim, meaning you will trample on the rishoyim to you afer tachas kapis raglechem, because it'll be burnt ash, it'll be ash under the feet of the tzadikim. So that is what happens to the Peshi Yisrael and the Peshi Mosailam. Aval Haminin, argues is Vahamaseirais, Vahapikursin, Shakafru Batera, Vashakafru Batrias Hamesin, Vashapirju Batmidachi Tzibor, Vashnasnu Chitisim, Beretz Chayim, Vashachate Vechtius, Arabim, King, Kagan, Yerabim, Ben Nevat, Vachaveirov. So you have Minim, Maseirais, and Apikuris, and Mosirash in a second. They are Kafir Batera, they're Kafir Batrias Hamesin, they go their own way, they're purged from the Drachat Zibor, and they instill fear, and their Chayta Machta, they cause others to do Averis, like Yeravim ben Nevat, and the like. Yardim Leganim, these individuals are so bad, they will go to Gehenim, and Vinidainin Ba, Ladere Deris, and they can be judged for generations, not just 12 months. Shnema Vyetsu Varab, a figure on Asham Apeshim B, Gehenim Kala, the Hain Einan Kolin, which is also a difficult statement, meaning it seems to imply that Gehenim will finish, but their punishment will not finish. The obvious question being, well, if Gehenim finishes, so with what vehicle are they punished? We'll see Masha in a minute. Shnema Vetsurum Levalis Sheol, meaning their Tsura, their form, their soul, will kind of outlast Sheol. Meaning even if Sheol will finish, but their punishment will continue. The Kol Kach Lo Memnei Shepashti Yadayim Bizvul. And why? My Kuli Ai, because they caused their hands to stretch forth against Zvul. Rashi says, Shechrivu Beis HaMikdash Ba'avaynam Shnema Mizvul Loi Ve'in Zvul HaBeis HaMikdash Shnema B'nei B'nisi Beis Zvul L'chav Aleim HaMechana Shem Yechotim Yirivav. Full stop. Okay, there's lots going on over here. Let's go back and see this a bit more in detail. We said in reference to the meaning of the mysterious and the Epicurism. So let's see Rashi teaches. Rashi says three lines down. Meaning means So these are people who skew and twist divrei Torah, divrei kimchayim, lera, like tzaddikim b'isus, that they only believe in Tisha B'Av and so on. Maseiris is malshinim shemisrim amamin Yisrael biad akum. Now he quotes a gears on the side. B'chol hadfusim ayishanim neisav v'hamishumadim. The mishumadim v'nishmat machmes hatzensor. So that was another girsa. The Ritva says over here. The Ritva says, number one, he says, okay, we see that the Peshi, Umasa'il, and the Gufan, they will go to Gehenem. V'hadamashma, the Chasid, Umasa'il, and Nidin, Machaya, Ilam, the Eishnam, Chedek, and Haba. Meaning, but if they are Chasid, Umasa'il, they will have a portion. And that's referring to ones who Mekayim, Sheva, Mitzvah, Beninach, and so on. Says the Ritva, Aval Eilu Hanetzrim, V'hayishma Eilim, Bechlau Minim Heim. What's interesting is even the Yishma'elim, he says, is Bechlau Minim Heim. In other words, getting into this discussion about whether or not this Islam is considered monotheism or not. So he says, Eilu Hanetzrim, V'hayishma'elim, Bechlau Minim Heim, U'kamisha Pirish Rashi, Haminim, Talmidi Yeshu Hanetzrim. Minim is referring to the Talmidim of Yeshu HaNetzri. Again, Rashi doesn't say it over here. And again, we don't know because of the censor exactly what was written, what was not written, and so on. But I'll call upon him.
Where is this Rashi?
Well, there is a Rashi elsewhere. Rashi in Brachas, definitely, there is a Rashi on the side, Rashi in Brachas, where it says it's referring to Talmidim Yeshu HaNetzri, but there's a Rashi in a couple places in Shas, so Rashi says that. But as I said, it's interesting to note that even Yishma'elim is considered to be included in this cloud. That is a machlekes, Rambam and Ran, as to how we look at Islam. Is it considered to Lagavi, the din of Yehari Gval Yavar, and all these types of things, and so on. Al-Kabonim, we said, these groups, these individuals, Vinim, Meseres, and Apikuris, and Rashi says, what is an Apikuris? Mevazit Talmidei Chachamim, which is one of the examples the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Heichidami Apikuris, someone who says Maya Hanui Rabbanin, someone who is Mevaza Talmidei Chachamim, and so on. And we said that they are Kofer Betera, they're Kofer Chisam Eisim, they're Perish Midah Chatzibur. These are things which the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, when he goes through the list of individuals who are so far gone that, you know, Tshuva, he speaks of people who Hashem is Meiner Tshuva, the Tshuva is almost an impossibility, it's very difficult, and so on. These are all there on the list, and so on. And it says that Gehenim Kala the Heina Einan Kalin. So you mentioned the Mashah asks this question. He says the following: Mi Ohad Amar Behu Nidainim Ladir Deris Tsarag Bior Kaven the Gehenim Kala. Heich kamer nidainim l'deri deris. The Deik. He brings the bottom ayin Aruch L'Ner. Aruch L'Ner says, Hamar shal kasev shetzar biur gevin shekedem gala eich shech nidainim l'deri deris. But anez daiti kevin shal kasev eimer eila l'chai oilam ve'eila l'charfus l'derayin oilam im kein nechshev oinish lahem hacherpa shuroyin hatzadikim besimcha. We know to a great extent that feeling of busha, that feeling of being totally insignificant, of that lack, that void, that embarrassment, that is it, and so on. The cave in the zeh misnagid l'chai oilam shal tzadikim again, ein zeh hu l'rishayim gam kem l'oilam. Even after Gehenim finishes, and so on, that is the that is what it's referring to. That they will have this feeling of utter disgrace and embarrassment, and that they're not able to go into a place which, in theory, they were shaykh to, and they were destined to. Now the Gemara says, "V'kol kach lama, maybe they should push to yideim bezvul, because they stretched out their arm against zvul." Now she says, "Shechrivu beis hamikdash ba'avoinam, they destroyed the beis hamikdash with their avoinas." So again, says Aruch L'Ner, Aval gav de zeh leishach rak ba'oistam shahayu bezman ha'churban. That makes sense for those people who are alive at the time of the Churban HaBayis. We're discussing all people in all generations. So it is considered to be that they stretched out their arm against the Beis Hamikdash insofar as their averus was so strong and so bad that they were able to cause the Beis Hamikdash from being destroyed, not being built. In essence, is the same thing as being destroyed, and so on. Fine, and we also said this again. Al Kapanim, the Gemara says this lashon of Gehenim Kala, the Haim Einam Kolim. Again, the Ritva says over here. Where is the Ritva? Appears Shanochin Gehenim Kala La Isa Makite Sashnim Lamala. They will not finish from their yisurin. It will continue forever. Others say, I think the Mekubalim say, I seem to recall Abraham Lajner maybe saying this in Nefshachayim, that Gehenim Kolim, Mehenim Einam Kolim refers to the highest aspect of their spiritual makeup. That will never be Kolim, literally. Gehenim will Kolim, but eventually, Mehenim Einam Kolim, they will not be destroyed. Because the highest level of neshama, you know, meaning maybe the nefesh will be destroyed, and maybe perhaps the ruach, but the neshama will not be called up. Al Kavanim, that's what it says about these individuals. And the Gemara concludes, Yevalim Amrachana, Hashem Yechatu Merivav. Hashem, you know, you will break those people who quarrel with you. They will be utterly broken. Good. Says the Gemara Vayitam Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovin, and it's a question of what this is going back on. Some say it's referring to those people who need to go into Gehenim, albeit for a short period of time. Upneim Daimin Lishulei Kedera. Their faces are like the bottom of a Kedera. What does it mean? Upneim deima le shulei hakedera. So again, what do we have over here? The Ritva says the Ritva means to say like this. Amel leimer the hada amrina shepeim deima le shulei hakedera. Hainu leimer shekiven shnidena begehenem la oila mereshem begehenem nikar behem. Meaning to the extent, either the ones, if it's going back on those people who go to Gehenna for Deridaris, even if they come out eventually, or if it's going on according to the Mephoshim, we'd say it's going on to those people who had to descend into the Gehenna temporarily, but the blackness will be manifest, meaning there will be some type of a manifestation of the fact that they entered Gehenna, and that their faces will be Deima too. Shuli Kaderia. The Mashal says what's limit the Aisha oil in the Gehenim, Katsapa Kasef, meaning they've been purified, Paneim Hushharu Kishulia Kadera, Ayesh Aishal Gehenim Hayashiletis Behema. So Lamaisa, they will, you know, it will be evident that they have been in Gehenim. Vamarava the Inu Mishpire Shapire Bnemachaiza. This is referring to the good-looking people in Mechayza, when they cry in Bnei Gehenim. She says, Bnei Mechayza, Unogim, Ushmeinim Hayu. These are the people in Mechayza who indulge, who are obese, and you find throughout Shas in many, many places that Bnei Mechayza were troublemakers, right, and did all different types of Averis. They were people, they were busy people, and busy doing Averis. And that's what the Mashal says over here. He says, "V'amr de'inu mishapirei shapirei kofel l'sheni b'hem sheheim shem angim atzman b'yoyser mitayves olam hazeh." They really indulged in olam hazeh. V'tachas yoyfi p'neim shehaya lehem b'olam hazeh hushru l'olam haba began. So they will unfortunately pay the price in Olam Haba. Fine. Good. Yep. Amamar. Amamar Bezalaimrim Rav Chesed Matik Lati Chesed. So he said, Machlekes Beishame Beisil. What will happen to the Beinanim? Beishame said, we learn from a pasuk that Beisias Hashalishis Beish, that the third group will go in fire with Taraftim, and it will require the intense purification. And Beisil said, no. Rav Chesed Matik Lati Chesed. Frankly, my vaksiv Beisias Hashalishis Beish. But doesn't the pasuk say that they will go? We see awesome, but Pesh Yisrael Begufon. That is referring to the Beinanim, who also are included in the category of Pesh Yisrael Begufon. Frag the Gemara, one second. Pesh Yisrael Begufon. I thought you said there's a totally different punishment for them. V'amres Les Lehu Takanto. I thought you said there's no hope for them. No, Ki Les Lehu Takanto B'Reiv Avaynes. If it's meaning if it's Pesh Yisrael Begufon and it's Rav Averis, then there's no Takanta. Here we are discussing a Beinoni. It's 50-50. However, the Isbahunami Avein the Pesh Yisrael Begufon, but they're included in the 50% Averis which they have, is they are a Pesh Yisrael Begufon type of individual. So here we say about them we will say you require this Eish of Gehenim Vimlav, but if you're only a 50-50 type of a person and you're not included in the Pesh Yisrael Begufon, then Lav Rav Chesed Matik Lapi Chesed. That's when Beis Hillel said his din of Rav Chesed Matik Lapi Chesed, Valei Mamar David Avdi Yishma Hashem, and so on. Fine. So there is this difference between if you have this Avera Chamura Pesh Yisrael Begufon, which we will see in a minute what that means. Sorry, Rav, I might still have to Yishma Hashem. Amr Knesset Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam, Eim Asayin Yahu V'Lefanecha. When am I really beloved in front of you, before you? Bizman She'ata Shimea Kol Tachnunoi. So Ahavti, I am beloved, Ki Yishma Hashem, when you listen to my supplication. Dalisi V'Liyoshu. Say again. That's the way he seems to be dashing. Emosani Ahuva Lefanecha. When is it? You know, when is it that I am considered to be Ahuva in front of you when you listen to my call? Dalisi V'Liyosh. Yep. Avobi Shadolani. Even though I am Dalam in a mitzvah, meaning I am not a tzaddik. I don't have the ability to be Machriya the calf myself. Li Noa Elohishia. Nevertheless, I am the type of individual that you feel it is appropriate to be Mashiach, that is your midah of Matik Lati Chesed, and so on. Rashi says, towards the middle of the page, Dolani b'mitzvus kegein beinonim, she'ein zechuyo yisein machariyin litlois lehem b'schusam, v'li yoshia lahatis klati chesed. Nevertheless, you have this anhaga of Matik Lati Chesed. So we said, Pesh Yisrael Begufon, mainly, what is this category of sinners? That they are called Pesh Yisrael Begufon, Amar Rav, Kakafta, the Leimanach Tfilin. It's referring to the head which does not wear tefillin. Let's just finish. Pesh Umeisa Oilan Begufon, mind you, Amar Rav, Ba'aveira. That is referring to Aveira. And we know Stam Aveira Shibashas. Stam Aveira Shibashas is Arias. So says Tesis over here, what does it mean kakafta dole manach tefillin? Tesis first says im oisik batoira kemeniach tefillin dami d'arma b'mechilta oisik batoira pata mena tefillin. So first Tesis says this interesting thing: if one is involved as oisik batoira, that is considered to be like you are meniach tefillin, like you meniach tefillin. As we say, lamanti yatir seshem b'ficha. But as far as the actual pshat, Tezus quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says like this: Mefarish da hacha kesha mitzvah bazuya alav. we're discussing over here someone who's mevaza the mitzvah. Shemeguna yisalav ritzui shel tefillin shemereishayu. It's a disgrace. He mocks it. It's interesting. He says ritzui shel tefillin shemereishayu. Is it to be taken dafka kakafta deleimanach tefillin, the head, the skull which doesn't wear tefillin? Meaning, if you wear his tefillin shel yad, but he doesn't wear tefillin shel roish, is it dafka kakafta deleimanach tefillin? Correct, it's the visible one, but therefore what? So are we saying... So I'm saying, right, so that there is a discussion about this. Is it dafka tefillin shel roish as opposed to tefillin shel yad? I mean, the way Rabbi Natan is saying it is because he's mevazit, it's a disgrace for him because of the ritzuos, which are visible. It seems to be that it's going on tefillin shel roish. Aval im yori laniach mishum debin en gufnaki... If the reason why he's not wearing tefillin is he's got a stomach problem, and he's not able to have a gufnaki, for sure, he's not considered to be a peshi yisrael begufan. And there is a further discussion in the Peskim. I mean, okay, what about an individual? I mean, the Gemara says, I mean, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the place can speak about if a person does not wear his tefillin in the right place. So let's say instead of wearing your tefillin shel roish above the hairline, if you wear your tefillin shel roish low down. So if you're wearing it below the hairline, so you're not, it's command the manach bekufsa damya, is the law. It's as if it's in a box. Right? If it's not in the right place, the whole bias needs to be above the hairline. Then it's not in the right place. It's command the manach bekufsa damya. So, is such a person also included in this category chas v'shalom of peish yisrael begufan? There's a discussion about that. Meaning, a person has to be wearing the tefillin in the right place. The Kofanim says Rabbi Natam that it's only that the reason why he's not doing it is because he's mevazit. And the ritzvah, I'm sorry?
The majority of the tefillin is on the forehead, and a small part is on the hairline. Is it, you've got any key mitzvah b'di'evim? Or does it mean that even to be kind of mitzvah b'di'evim, it's supposed to have
the entire... Right, the question is, if you have a small section of the bias below the hairline, is he mekayem b'di'evim? From what I recall, the entire bias has to be above. I'm not sure. I mean, that, certainly lechad chila, the question is... Yes, I'm saying that that's part of the din. Do we say also included someone who wears tefillin? I mean, according to Rabbi Tam, he's not mevaza, and he's certainly happy and he's proud of it. So it would seem to be anyway not. It wouldn't be included, but there is a din about if a person doesn't wear it properly. The ritual of the quotes, he says, Hariv zal kosev de li manach tefillin lo'olam. The chin das Rabbeinu Hananel, the chin kosev Ramban, so it's an amazing thing. You get a yid to put tefillin on once. It's a big thing. Even if he wears it one time, you already have shittas rishenim. You're not a peish yisrael begufan. Tefillin has gone on your head, and you have something. But says the ritva, very interesting. V'huadin, v'huatam l'shar mitzvah asei shebegufay shahaya merid behem la'olam. Lav dafka tefillin, kegoin kriyashma, utfila, which is very interesting. You know, I mean, tefila, not so posh as even a mitzvah d'oraisa. Like as Rambam Ramban, according to the Ramban, it's only to daven the eis tzara. Rambam is to daven every day, but this is someone who is not mekayim the mitzvah, kriyashma, and tefila. And so on. He says, "Al kashena is the mitzvah bekavana zu, ela she'ena yochel izar behem," and so on. Then he quotes this Rabbi Natan, and so on. And he also goes on to say that if even though a person is not mevazeh, nehidli ma'anish kuli hai avul einish yeshli kishe peisheh bedaver, shekol adam roy lemitzvah zu. So again, these things, if a person is negligent with filling and so on, then that is certainly considered to be a davar chamor. Okay, and it's also interesting I mean, when we say we're speaking about Pesha Yisrael Begufon, how we translate the word Pesha, if we say it means negligent, so I can understand your negligence has caused you not to put tefillin on, or again, the European times is a little bit more difficult, not really negligence, but why would we call negligence by Pesha Umasa Olam Begufon Aveira? We shouldn't say it because the Umasalim are Muzer in Arayas also. What's the lashon of Peshea? You're negligent in that you are Mizana and you're no. So it's interesting. By the Goyim, it's doing an outright Aveira, and by us, it's just not doing a mitzvah. And that's no. Okay. Amar Rav. Yeah, fine. Vishnos Neuchitisim Ba'aretz Beretz Chaim. So we said, what is this pasuk referring to, which we quoted before? So Amar Rav Chisda Zaparnes Hamatla Eima Yisera Alatzibor Shalei L'Shem Shamayim. If you have a leader and he bullies people, he makes people fearful of him, and he's doing it Shalei L'Shem Shamayim, so then he will also have this punishment. Amar Yudam Rav Kol Parnes Hamatla Eima Yisera Alatzibor Shalei L'Shem Shamayim Eina Yiroya Ben Talmud Chacham. And you've caused people to fear you, so you will not see any children who will come out of you. Right. Now we said that there is this hanhaga of Rav Chesed, Matiklapi Chesed, that Hashem tilts towards Chesed, Hechiyavit. Quite a fascinating question. I mean, how does Hashem do this? I don't know how Hashem does this. I mean, Hashem is an haga. He's matik la bechesed. Why do I need to know how does Hashem do this? The fascinating shaka v'tarya. How does he do it? So we have a few days how Hashem practically does this. So, Rabbi Lazar Aymer, koivshay. He suppresses, or some of the years of koivish. So what does that mean? If you look around here over here, Kovesh, and she says, Es kaf hamoz naim shalskos, u machrian es havaynes. So it seems to be that he kind of presses down on the kaf moznaim of the schus. And by doing so, u machrian, he's machria the kaf, and this way he's machria against the avonis. Mashal kind of goes through exactly how you see that in the pasuk. I mean, we're saying kovish means to like, we're saying he's kovish the mitzvahs. He's kovish the tzad of the mitzvahs, which, you know, usually to kovish is like to hide and to conceal, but we're saying he pushes down on the tzad of the mitzvahs. But again, like, what was the question? What was the answer? The question was, like, how does Hashem, how is he matik lapi chesed? So somehow he's machria. How does he do this? Well, he pushes down on the scales. Are you satisfied with the answer? I mean, what was the question? What's the answer? What was the question? Just a question of curiosity. How does Hashem do it? So we're saying he pushes down, he weighs down the tzad of the mitzvahs. I mean, is that a perversion? Is that Hashem just shows like the oimek of the mitzvahs, and that every single mitzvah be'etzim is able to outweigh the averus, and therefore be'etzim it's roy for the mitzvahs to tilt the scale? I'm just not clear exactly what the shak of Atari is. Rabbi Yisrael, when this is a different shot, Nesei, he lifts up. He like lifts off the averus. Shnema Nesei Ovin, Va'ivar Al-Pesha. Rashi says, Nesa means Magbia Kaf Moznayim Shel Ovein. He lifts up one of the Averas, or some of the Averas, on one side of the scale. Memela, the tzad of the mitzvahs, will go down. So again, what does that mean? Does that mean that Hashem shows perhaps a mitigating factor in the Avera which you did? It doesn't have the gravitas which the Mekatzkim thought, that it's able to be machria. No, he did it because he was desperate, and he did it because he didn't have any money, and he did it because the nichas baruch shtus. So Hashem like lifts up the averas and shows that they're lighter. And again, not sure exactly what this means, just suggesting. Another way that he does this is Mavarish Rishon. He takes off the first few Averis. And again, what does that mean? It means that maybe, as the Svarim say, that Averis are a Mikra B'Yisrael. I mean, it's not Be'etzim something which is Shayach to our Metzias. You know, Yaakovina says, I'm an Ish Chalak. You know, the straw just flies off me. Even if you do an Avera punct, you did an Avera punct, you did another Avera. But it's Be'etzim a Mikra. So, Maver Rishon Rishon. He takes them off. This is not Kal Yisrael. He's Maver them. He removes them. V'cheni Amida. And that's what happens. Amarova, however, V'obinatzmai, that Avera which was removed, ain't an Imchak. It's not actually wiped out and erased. I mean, it's almost like it's held in abeyance. This Aver is not something which is innate to Klal Yisrael. Lev Hashem removes them. But once they start to do many Averis, now it's Ruba Averis, and so then all of those Averis come back. Good. What does he do over here? Yeah, Amar Rava. Kol Hamavra al Midesov Mavirin Lai al Kol Pshaov. Very famous, important Gemara Skula during Aseres Yeshuva. Anyone who's Mavra al Midesov, then Hashem is Mavra Lai al Kol Pshaov. So, in other words, there is this Mida Keneged Mida that he is willing to let things pass over him. He's not aimed on his kavod. He doesn't take revenge. He doesn't answer back, and so on. So then Hashem is Marvel Lai al Kol Pshaav. Rashi says, what does it mean, Marvel Midesav? Shedem Edaktek Limdid Mida Limitzarim. So you did this to me, so therefore I deserve to do that to you. Umeniyar Midesav Haylech Lai. Kabayin Mavir Nal Mitzes, in Mavir Nal Eichlin, to pass by. Then Mavir Nal Kol Pshaav, Ein Midas Adin Midakdekes Afrehen. Ela Man Chasim Vaylechis. So that is a very strong skula. Shnema neisa avin va'ivra pesha, meaning lemi neisa avin to who, to about whom, to which type of a person will Hashem bear the iniquity, and lemi sha'ivra al pesha, someone who is maver, and so on. Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua chalash. Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua was weak. He was definitely sick. All Rav Papa lishiyule beyo. Rav Papa went to be mevaker chayla. He saw that he was literally on the verge of Kesisa. He told people, Rashi says, prepare for him that which he needs, his provisions for the journey. Prepare his burial shrouds. Eventually, year of Hunabrede Yeshua, he recovered. Avi Mechsef for Papa, the Merzaya, Papa was embarrassed. He was embarrassed to see him because he said, like, he's about to die. Prepare his tachrichin. Amalei said, my chazisa, what did you see? Meaning, it seemed to be that your neshama pretty much left your body. What did you see in your death experience? Amalei, really, but so I should have died. In Achiyavu, the Amar Lehu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hayov Leimukim B'Milei Leisakumu Badei. But in Shemayim he said, "B'Dika Rashi, Achiyavu Misa Niknasa Olai." Interesting lashon. Niknasa was imposed upon me. Leimukim B'Milei Einai Mamed Al Midesav. Because I am an easygoing person, I'm a veteran, and so on. Lay sakuma bade, lay tadaktaku acharov, and therefore that's the reason why I was spared. And so I was spared. Shnei maneza oven veiv al pesha, lemineza oven, lemish veiv al pesha. Now it says l'sheiris nachlase. But this is to the remnant, to the sheiris of his nachla. So amr lacha ber b'chanina alya v'kutzpa. Meaning, on the one hand, there's a nice, fat, juicy tail with a lot of meat, which is geschmack. But on the other hand, there's a thorn in the middle. Meaning, it's l'she'eris nachlasei, v'loi l'chol nachlasei. She says, Shmele Yesh Kan, Vakitzba, Kalema, Divri Tanchumim Yesh Kan, Abo Yesh Basicha Davakasha, Shane Shavar Akal, meaning Alami, Shemesim Atzme, Kishirayim. If you want to have this Hanhaga, then you need to make yourself like leftovers, like nothing. Someone who is an honor, who's a veteran, and so on. Ravuna Rami, Ravuna asks this Tira, Ksiv Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derachav, Ksiv Chasid B'chol Masav. So is Hashem a tzaddik? Rashi says b'mishpat emes, chassid is nichnis l'fnei min ashura. So what is the hanhag of Hashem? Is it tzidkus or is it chassidus? So b'tchil tzaddik l'b'seiv chassid. Rashi says l'b'seiv kisharei she'ino ila miskayim b'din, that Hashem imposed a new midah of chassidus. Rabbi Lazar Rami k'siv l'chashem chassid uksiv ki ata tishalim l'ish k'maseyu, which is more din. Metchila ki ata teshalim kemaseyu ulebeseyv lecha Hashem chesed. Ilfi v'amila ilfa rami. Ksiv v'rav chesed uksiv v'emes. So which one is it? Metchila v'emes ulebeseyv v'rav chesed. So originally it is emes and then it is rav chesed, which is interesting because like the pasuk says, Erech Apayim v'Rav Chesed v'Yemes. One would have thought that it should have said Erech Apayim v'Yemes v'Rav Chesed. We're saying originally it's Emes, and then there's a new midah of v'Rav Chesed, which is necessary because of the matzav.
Could be the person in the wrong direction as well sometimes. You must always kind someone bet to forgive and to.
But this is the Anhag of the Eibishter. We're saying Hashem is. Well, you're coming to explain why it says emes at the end.
Why chesed emes always is inextricably together?
So you're saying the reason why it says first chesed and then emes is because you want to make sure that the chesed is not, doesn't, it tempers it. Even though here we're saying that mitzvah Hashem, it starts with emes, but that's often, we're not able to withstand that scrutiny, and therefore it goes to Rav Chesed. Yeah. Vayar Hashem alponov. So it says Hashem passed over alponov. Now, I mean, the here is not the discussion, but there is a discussion on whose face. Is this Hashem's face, Moshe's face? But leaving that aside for now, Vayar Hashem alponov vayikra. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilmolei mikra kasev, yev shalom reiv. Had it not been that we had this pasuk, it would be impossible to say the following. But we have this pasuk, and somehow, from this pasuk, this is the mashmos. Melamed shnesati v'kadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur v'heru lo lemeisha seder tefila. Hashem, so to speak, enveloped himself like a shatz, and that's why when we say slichas, it's important for the shatz to wear a talis. It's based on this. It's not like just different minhagim about whether you put a talis on for mincha and so on. Here it's mi'ikra din. He showed him the seder tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midas. So long as they do this seder, then I will be meichel. Where exactly do we see in this pasuk v'yavar Hashem al panav yikra this il moli mikra kasav yev shalaymayim laimrayim alamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'atif kishatz? Where do we see that? It seems to be from the word v'yavar. I mean, we know that there is an expression of oiver lefnei ateva, but because there happens to be an expression in Gemara of oiver lefnei ateva, are we going to say that the pasuk in Chumash, which says v'yavar, somehow implies that Hashem was misapprehended like a shliach tzibur? Not so clear. The Marshal says, he says, "V'loy nema mikreze ella kedei l'saber es ha'ozen." Shekein ha'yinira l'meishe v'nevuah. So I think the Marshal is saying this point, but we don't necessarily see clearly from Vayavar Hashem upon Vayavar, could just mean he passed over. He passed over him. What do you see? Oh, Molly Mikra Kosav Yev Shalemre. We wouldn't have the right to say this. It's just coming to make it easier for us to hear. Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misatev Kishatz. V'hainu v'yavar. That's the Lashon V'yavar. Kishatz Hamavir Talisei Alponav. That he places the talis in front of him. The Kerek Yaseder Azeh. Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahiru Shekinyasa Kolzman. And so on. So that is right, and he quotes afterwards from a sefer Yashin Michachmas Hamikubalim, Matzasinis Atev Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'isi Talis Levana Shnis Atev Bibriyasi Shel Olam Shalav Nemar Oita Ar Kesalma Shemav Hik Misefer Olam Bat Sefer Ayin Sham. He says, for Al Kaponim, this is the Ilmani Bekrakasa. Hashem was Misatev Azavia Shatz. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos. There is a very famous discussion, primarily, it's actually a discussion between the Rishonim and the Achronim, as to what exactly is the power of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. Is it sufficient to just say them? Or does one need to internalize, emulate, and act and follow the Yud Gimel Midos? And obviously it is huge nafkaminas. You know, is it enough to just get together b'tzibor and cry out with the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, or do you actually need to emulate those Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim? From the fact that, you know, in Tfilas Me'ilah, we seem to make an asik of just saying them again and again, seems to be that, you know, there's merit in perhaps just saying them. The B'nai Yisachar, he says, Al Derech Tzachas, he says, perhaps one could be medayik the lashon which we say in tefillah, Keil Hareis Alanu Loimar Shleish Yisrei. So the Bnei Yisrael, what does it mean? I understand how you can emulate some of Hashem's midas, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, the Emes. You can emulate all those traits, but how can you emulate God? Keil. So Zag the Bnei Yisrael, Duch the mita of Keil. Harisalanu, that it's enough. Leimar Shleish Yisrei. In other words, because it's not shaykh to emulate Kel, you can emulate Kel, Racham Chan Erech Apayim, but Kel you can't emulate. So through Kel, Harisalanu, that it's enough. Leimar Shleish Yisrei. That's the way he says it. Very, very, very sweet. But the lashon over here in the Gemara is not mashma. The Gemara says, Calls man Yisrael Chaitin Yasu Lefonai Kisidra Azeh Yasu. Now Yasu is a much stronger lashon. They should do in front of me like this Seder. I'm just gonna, for those who are on Zoom, I'm just gonna share the screen with you at the end of the first parak of Talmud Dvarim. The Ramak, after going through the Yud Gimel Midos as they are the pnimius of Yud Gimel Midos, which are mentioned in Sefer Micha, Mikel Kabecha, Nisa Oven, Avraham Peshel, Shias Nachlasa, which correspond to the Yud Gimel Midos, the Ramak says the following: Ad kan higiu shleish yisrei midos shebehen yeh adam deme el koinei shehin midos shel rachamim el yoynes. And he says like this: what is their skula? What is their power? To the extent that you will be misnag lamata with these midas, kach yizkel lifteach li mida al yoyna lamata. Mamish kifi ma shiyisnaig kach mashpia melamala. The gerim sha'isa hamida ta'ir ba'olam. So if you would like to be the beneficiary, the recipient of Kael, Racham, Chanan, Erech Apayim, and so on, then you need to go in these ways and you need to emulate them. Says the Ramak. This is the advice which he gives at the end of the first parak. You need to know these 13 meters back to front, so that you know, you do something, your child comes over and, you know, is mamish and ingrate. You did something to them and they threw it back in your face and you feel like you want to say something. One second. Mikel Kameicha, Hashem is a melech ne'elav. Hashem is mashpia keichas to us, and we use the keichas which he gave us and we throw it back in his face. And so says the Ramak. We need to internalize that and emulate that when we have similar opportunities. He says this should be a maskeres kasher yovili maise she yitzdarach lishamish b'mida achaz mehen yizkar v'yoymar. You should remember, oh, which one of the Yud Gimel Midas is this particular confrontation episode nisayin am I having? And you should say, Hare Dorizet Allah b'mida plainis in yiretzil lozuz mimena shalaitis ali mitistali kamidai mina oilam. I want to make sure that I have Nisa Avin. I want to make sure that I have Oivra Al Pasha. I want to make sure that I have Lishiris Nahlasi. And so on. You know, these are all fantastic meters, but says the Ramak very clearly, he is of the opinion, that's how he paskins, and it's not just sufficient to say them, you need to emulate them, and that is Mashma in this word of Yafsu, Lufanik Yasevazer. Good. Says the Gemara, Hashem, Hashem. What does this mean? Anihu kredim shiachta Adam, vanihu la'ach shiachta Adam v'yasa tshuva. So, it says, I am Hashem, midas harachamim before the chait, and I am Hashem, midas harachamim after the chait. Frek the rush, over here, there's the rush. Why do you need Hashem, midas harachamim before the chait? He hasn't done anything yet. Zog the Rosh, who misnai gimai b'midas rachamim, basher hu shom, afal bi shegolui lefonav she'osid lachtei. I know that he's going to do a chait in an hour from now, but I am midas rachamim beforehand, and I am midas rachamim afterwards. And that's also the pshat which they say, huh? Say again the what? The question is, why do you need me the Sarachim? I think that's what the Rosh is saying, to the extent that past, present, and future doesn't really, Hashem is not limited by these constraints. So, for all intents and purposes, the fellow has done a chait. Hashem says, me the Sarachim. Bashir Hashem, right now, in his world, he hasn't done it yet. In my world, he's done it. Because there are no limitations. Says the Rosh, so even I need to come on to any Hashem lifnei chait, basher hu sham, in his world, in my world, I'm not limited by that. Again, leaving out this whole conundrum of Yedi and Bechira, Avitatz can give you a book to read on that. But that's what he says. And it's also what the Mefarshim also say. Ani Hashem lifnei chait. The chait is not pagan in Hashem at all. The chait is only klapayuns that we've done something, we haven't been pagan in Him. Ani Hashem kaidem shiachta, ani ulach shiachta. Good. Now we say kel rachum hanun, kel rachum hanun. Some of the gears, the alchabayim, the chesed, the emes. Bris. And here there is a big machlekes rishonim. I don't know, how to get out of this elo the elo over here. There's so many different shitas how to reckon the Yud Gimel Midas. Over here, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Hashem Hashem and the Shnei Shemes rishonim hey Shnei Midas. Right, and he understands there's a midah of any Hashem kodem shiachta, the racham alav, and the racham la'ach shiachta, and so on. And he quotes from the Megillah Starim that the first Hashem is, this is about who I am, this is about me now. About me, Hashem, karamham, that the first Hashem is not part of the list. Others say that Hashem is bechlal, not part of the Yud Gimel Midas. And each of them have to go and kind of divide up the posuk. Is Nisa Avin Vayval Pesha? Is this 1 meter? This Avin, is that 1 meter? Is it 2 meters? But lots of different shitas in the Rishonim, in the Mekubalim, as to how to reckon exactly all these meters. Amar Rav Yochanan, Gedolei Tshuva Shemakras Gzar Dinei Shel Adam. Great is tshuva that it's able to tear up the Gzar Din of a person. Shneamar, the pasuk says Hashmin Leiva Amazeh. And it speaks about these rebellious people. these rebellious people that they did not do teshuva. Hashne ve'eva amazeh ve'oznav hachbeid ve'enav hosha pen yira de'enav ve'oznav yishma, meaning they're not interested in repenting. Ulevava yavin v'shav v'rafalai, meaning had they had their lave listened and understood, and they would have the proper bina to be made in davar mitech davar, that would facilitate tshuva. So you see, if so, that the tshuva is able to rip up the gzar din. You don't really see from this pasuk that it mentions anything about ripping up a gzar din. Where do you see that in Rabbi Yochanan? So the Mashal says over here, he says Rabbi Yitzchak chashuv la'el dalad devarim mekarn gzar dinei. Mishinu Maisa, Vahinu Tshuva, is one of them. The Einei Nira, Rabbi Yechon Hacha, Palagad El. So therefore, it's not Mestaber that Rabbi Yechon over here is arguing. It's just that he's bringing out the point that Tshuva is one of them. Vahikra, the Vashav, Varafalai, Varafuda, Chahainu, Slichas Avin, and so on. So that's what you have to say in order to understand where you see in the Pasuk any type of ripping up of the Gzadin. Maybe this only helps and works prior to Exardin. No, there is a refuah. It's only post the Exardin. Then you need it. If you look at the middle tesis, or the second to last tesis, the Shavu Rafli Slichas Ovein Kar Refuah Kad Isa Perek Sheni the Megillah. Fine, so it's referring to post Gzardin. May say, Hashab bin time Mechlin Loi, if a person is Shav, says to me, Tshuva, then is Mechila Li Shab bin time Afiro Hevi Kalei, Ay Ali Nevaye Shab Oilem, Eid Mechlin Loi, but after the Gmardin, it's too late. So you see, you can't rip up a Gzardin, like Hasha, Hobby Yachid of a Tzibur. And the Kerch of the Tzibur is to rip up a Gzardin, even post the Chasima. Meizvei Eid Hashem Lekecha Ba, Itim L'Toyva, Itim L'Ra, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. Itim L'Toyva, Keitz Adoration, Ha Yisrael Roshem Gimurim, Rosh Hashanah, Paskalam Gisham, Mu'atim L'Seif, Chazir Behem. So they were Roshem Gimurim, Rosh Hashanah, and there was a psak for Gisham and Mu'atim, and then the Chayz B'Tshuva, Lo'itzv Aleim, to add more, yes, you can't. Shekvan Nigzer Gzeira, the Gzeira was done. But Hashem gives the small amount of rain on the lands which require it. What does it mean? They were righteous. And they became Rishayim. To diminish, you can't. There is done. Hashem brings it down on the land. On the land, shalei bizmanan ala arich in etzrichalan, and land which is necessary. Al kolponim l'teva mia lekray l'gzardina. You v'leistif lehu. So why if we're saying that it's possible to annul and abolish the gzardin, and so why can't you rip it up if you're telling me it's possible to have a gzardin revoked? Says the Gemara, shiny asim de'af shabachi. Meaning, really you could, but being that there's another way of distributing the rain on the land which needs it at a time when it needs it, so therefore it's unnecessary to rip up the gzar din. Okay, we'll stop here.